I'm here today talking to Kirsty White, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about Audit Scotland's latest report, Asset Management in the NHS in Scotland. Kirsty, what's this report about?
The NHS has £5 billion worth of assets, and effective management of these is central to good patient care. We look at three main areas in the report. Firstly, whether the management of assets such as land and buildings, medical equipment, vehicles is effectively supporting patient care. Secondly, we also look at what direction and support the Scottish Government provides to health boards to help them manage their assets. And finally, we look in particular at how health boards are managing their estate and whether they are achieving value for money from their estate.
And what have you found?
Effective management of assets is central to good patient care, but not all health boards can clearly show how patient care is driving the way they manage their assets. Health boards and the Scottish Government need to collect better information on assets to help them monitor their performance and also to help ensure assets are supporting patient care. The Scottish Government is investing £3 billion between 2003 and 2011 in NHS assets. This is helping health boards to improve and redesign assets, in particular facilities such as hospitals. Land and buildings make up most of the asset value in the NHS, and we found that most of these buildings are in satisfactory condition, but around a third need major upgrading. The Scottish Government is responsible for developing policies and guidance to help health boards manage their assets. However, the Scottish Government does not have up-to-date policies and guidance on all assets, and there is limited monitoring of the way health boards manage their assets. The Scottish Government also needs to undertake stronger monitoring of the outcomes of capital investment projects. Finally, we've also found that there's been some work undertaken at a national and local level on the way that health boards and councils jointly manage their estate. The Scottish Government and health boards need to build on this to make sure that the public gets the most out of the significant investment in assets.
Can you just tell us a little bit about why is this important to the public? What's the impact on the public?
The NHS has £5 billion worth of assets, and effective management of these is central to good patient care. From how easily you can find your way about a hospital to whether your operation takes place on time, these are all affected by how health boards manage their assets. Effective design and use of assets, such as buildings, medical equipment, vehicles, can improve healthcare by ensuring that assets are in the right place at the right time, are well maintained and suitable for their purpose.
And just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
We've made a number of recommendations in the report aimed at both the Scottish Government and health boards that we think will help improve the way the NHS manages its assets. I'd like to highlight just a few of these. The first is that health boards should develop strategies for each type of asset which links with their clinical strategies. They should also review the information they collect on assets and review how they assess performance. The Scottish Government should also provide up-to-date policies and guidance on each type of asset. And finally, the Scottish Government needs to ensure that work undertaken on asset management across the whole of government is coordinated and that good practice is shared.
Kirsty, thank you for your time.